you've got Jonathan Moore. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have Mark Neuer here. We're just live at Spark having a great time here on the Sparkcast. Special tonight. We're going to be smoking the Island Sweet Skunk. Yes, yes. We're going to set up a vaporizer right now. Yay. Hey.
It's just that I have the tools in order to touch that. I'm going to see if I have something for you. I don't know if it happens.
Okay. We'll make it work. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spark. Welcome to the Sparkcast. I'm so glad you're all here. Yay. Yay. We're all here at Spark. It's so amazing. I just came out of the bathroom, and I feel like I was at a day spa. Like, what is going on here? This is nice. Like, am I high, or is this bathroom the best bathroom in San Francisco, right? It is a gorgeous bathroom. God, I've been getting so high. Has this ever happened to you guys? You get so high that you forget how your own shower works? You're a guest in your own home. It's like Airbnb at your own house. Where is the hot and the cold? Am I in France? Like, it's the hot, it's cold. F is cold. F is for cold. C is for hot. It's chaud. It's French. Cool. Who voted today? Yay! Did everybody vote? Is everybody into, like, voting and politics? I'm into politics, but I only want to deal with things that I can literally fix. As a stoner, I have a huge problem in San Francisco, and that is that there's only one In-N-Out. There's only one In-N-Out in San Francisco. This is a huge problem. This is the only solvable problem that we can do as a city. Like, what are we doing? We're all voting today for a mayor, and they're like, oh, we're going to reduce homelessness, or we're going to work about poo on the streets, or cannabis equity, or lower rents, or something. I'm like, I just want an In-N-Out. Can we get more than one In-N-Out at Zavolf? There's not even a drive-thru. Like, you just have to fight the tourists with a bat. How do we get our In-N-Out? You can't take a BART to get to Daly City to get In-N-Out. I am a consummate stoner. I need In-N-Out. I need In-N-Out now. And in San Francisco, I say cannabis equity. No, I say In-N-Out equity. We're a 7x7 city. We have one In-N-Out. What is happening? San Francisco, get on board. I won't be running for mayor. That happened today. But I'm excited that I hope. You still have time to vote. Nope, you don't. It's 8 o'clock. You've lost your privileges now. It's great. But it's okay. There, I mean, what was important? The only really weird thing on the ballot was like that E thing about, you know, like vapes or whatever. Well, the vapes, everyone's weird about vapes and the flavored vapes or whatever. And I say, San Francisco, get progressive. Get progressive with, I mean, I want to see one of those hoity-toity, you know, like central kitchen. It's $85 for a 5-course meal, and it's $145 if you get the paired wines. But if you get the paired vape, that's an extra $40. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have the foie gras on the hazelnut waffle with the sour cherry glaze without getting the maple vape. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, get your Sauternes wine. There's going to be a new job out there called a vape-a, and it's just let the rich people and just vape with their dinner. They help. We're so cool. Yay, welcome to the Sparkcast. I'm so excited to be here. Tonight, our product highlight is Island Sweet Skunk. Who has smoked that in the past here? Island Sweet Skunk. We got a lot of fans in the house with a 21% THC, the zero CBDs. Excited. We're gonna get a volcano set up, and we're gonna do some product highlights. Excited about that. We're also gonna do some story highlights with our highlighted comedians. We have Jade Terrio. Yeah, Jade, just another disabled entertainer. That's what she calls herself. And Hunter Uniac, just another stoner that I know from comedy. What a great young man he is. Red-eyed and fluffy-faced. Yeah, he's found his $35 quarters. I don't know. We're not supposed to talk about other places. But yeah, this new economy is beautiful, and everybody loves the weed. So we're going to be smoking we're going to get it set up for the Island Sweet Skunk. Excited about that. But we'll start with a story highlight. Do either one of you have a burning desire to tell a weed story? Of course you do. Which one? You want a Rosham for it? I don't know. Jade can Rosham with her eyes. Blink twice if you want to go first.
Okay.
All right, Hunter Uniac, everybody. Yay! Yay! You're on this podcast. You don't have to clap. It's a podcast. It's okay.
Oh, we're so stoned anyways. I don't know if we can find our hands. It's great, though. It's great. Yeah, I'm 23 years old, so I'm still in that age where I just moved out of my parents' house. I'm going to tell you about a story about my mom the first time she caught me stoned. You know what I mean? She's a fucking genius, dude, all right? Smoking weed after work, you know? Drove home. Came home with like my eyes hella red, and she noticed, you know, and like my mom's a fucking station agent at BART, you know, so she deals with these people all the fucking time, and just stared at me and goes, "You're high as fuck." Didn't say anything for 10 minutes, just stared at me. In retrospect, probably 30 seconds, but first time smoking weed feels like 10 fucking minutes. You know, so I'm just staring at me, and then goes, says, "Go to your room," comes back into my room, does the obligatory hour and a half of yelling. You know, which is like 5 minutes, you know, walks out my room, comes back an hour and a half later. I'm having a panic attack. This is the first time I've ever experienced anxiety while stoned. You know, I thought I had to go to the bathroom 5 times. Turned out I just had a fart. You know what I mean? Not okay. It just fucking happens to us. It does. First time smoking weed, I was 19. You know, SWAT kicks down my door right when I start to feel comfortable and think, okay, it's all going to pass over. SWAT kicks down my door and stares at me and goes, "Your favorite pizza is here. Fucking Zorba's all meat. Get in the kitchen now." Brings me to the kitchen. She got the fucking pizza, people.
Oh.
Yeah, she did. Extra large with everything I liked. And I was like, "I fucking love you, Mom." But she proceeded to ruin the meal by staring at you fucked up look that every mother gives you. You know, I'm just staring at you for like this. "While I am currently experiencing the best amount of euphoria a stoner can get, his favorite fucking munchy food." I can't eat pizza. I can't eat pizza stone, people. She fucked that up for me. Like, any parent could just yell at their kid, you know, and then sent them to bed and that'd be it. She fucked with my mind. She traumatized me in ways that parents shouldn't traumatize kids. Oh, I fucking love her. Oh no, I got her back. It was Mother's Day. So I bought her a little present, you know. First movie we ever saw together, Mrs. Doubtfire. You guys ever watch that movie? You know, with Robin Williams, who fucking love that movie. You know, I bought her because it was the first movie we ever watched together. But what she doesn't know, and if you guys really pay attention to the story, it's a story about a failure as a father, dressing in drag, and then succeeding as a mother. So I handed it to her and I was like, "Step your fucking game up, bitch." Yeah, I got her back. Did I really? No, I didn't. It's okay though. No. I got a lot of weird weed stories. I've never told anybody this. I didn't know for like at least a year. So let's see how this goes. When I first started smoking weed, I used to have a stoner voice. You know what I mean? It was fucking weird. I was 19. I did not look like this. I was a little kid. And like, I used to talk like this. I swear to fucking God, I don't know why I did it. I could not fucking stop it. You know what I mean? Yeah, that sucked. It's weird when I was talking about like poop and like turned out it was a fart. First time I ever thought I crapped myself as an adult, turned out I had a wedgie on going on 65 in my Volkswagen Golf while stoned. It was horrible. All right. These are all like stupid. You guys know those stupid like stone thoughts where you think like something's mildly aggravating and it turns out it was nothing at all? Yeah, that's what I mean. All right, guys. You guys have had fun. I think I'm gonna give it to Jade right now. Get up here, Jade.
Everyone loves his mother because she's a nice lady. Yeah, be wherever you want to be. We'll move the microphone to you. Be wherever you want to be. You choose your situation. Yeah, no, super excited. Wait, I'm wondering how much. Have you been smoking medical marijuana for a long time? Do you get special privileges or just that? Mainly since college. How long ago?
Yeah, I started smoking really hardcore in college. Can you play closer? A little bit? Oh, wait, no, that's good. I'm good. I'm just stoned. Okay. It's fine.
Okay, it's good.
Don't make it too perfect. Because I'm not. So I'm Jade. And I started smoking in college. So here's a story. I hung out with all the cripples, of course. That's right, college has a special department too. And they were great. We smoked a lot of pot. And I was in the dorm, and I shared a bathroom with another girl in a wheelchair who did not smoke pot. She was very, you know, all about her grades and Asian and, just kidding, I'm not racist. And I am racist. Get it? Because by saying I'm not racist, that makes me racist. So I am racist. I'm absolutely racist. My roommate reminds me every day. This got off topic. So I had this roommate. She's very nice. Anyway, one day, me and all my cripple friends, there was one schizophrenic. One guy with cerebral palsy, so he was all spazzy. My girlfriend, that was her disability, she was my girlfriend. And some other guy who jumped into a pile of leaves and broke his neck. So, like, what a way to do that. The most fun activity, just being a kid, jumping into, God, this fucking idiot. So we were all in my room, and we were watching Pink Flamingo. You guys see that movie? Pink Flamingos. Yeah, we were high as fuck. There was shit coming out of an asshole. It was just... It was great. My girlfriend hated it. She had problems. Schizophrenic loved it. This guy with cerebral palsy left before all the fun happened. Anyway, we smoked a bunch of weed, and we did everything right. We opened the windows. We all took one hit, took it through a toilet paper tube, but you know how they do. You know, the tube with the toilet paper, you like smoke it through there or something. We did all that. We did it all right. There's a knock on the door about half hour into Pink Flamingos. And nobody says a word. Knock on the door. Nobody says anything. Hello, this is your RA. We smell some marijuana. Don't say a word. We don't say nothing. We know you're in there. Please open the door. So I go, we're all disabled. We can't open the door. We're blasted. So finally they're like, yes, you can. So I opened the door because I had an automatic door opener. And they go, hey, Jonathan. And they go, so we smell weed in here. Your roommate's very upset. Probably because I didn't invite her, but she was very upset. The only cripple who doesn't get to have friends because you don't smoke weed. So they go, did you smoke weed here? I said, no, we went across the street and did it. Or came back. Just a room full of wheelchairs. We're like, we went across the street. He's like, well, yeah, but we smell it in here. And I'm like, well, it hides in the pockets of our chairs. So that's why you smell it, because we have... You know, we have a lot of pockets in our bodies and stuff, you know? No, we don't believe you. Well, we do. So anyway, I ended up going to court. And, not real court, like, you know, college court. Just some lady with a laptop going, did you do that? I stuck by that story till the very end. And then a week later, I smoked even more weed at my friend's house, and I told her all about it, and I smoked too much, and I ended up falling asleep naked in her king-size bed. She was so hot. We didn't do anything. I just can't sleep with clothes on. Okay. I guess that was my story. Take it away.
Yay! We'll switch. Here, take some of this vape bag. Yay! Boobity boobity doo. Is that good? That's the. Well, you can have more of it too. There is a tip on the end. We are supposed to press it out. This is the Island Sweet Skunk. That was Jay Terrio. Yay! You didn't get in trouble. You couldn't open the door. We're all disabled. That's very funny. You can't open the door. We can't do it. I have questions for Jade. When was the first time that you smoked marijuana?
With my cousin.
How old were you?
Like 15. We found it in the garage with my dad's dad. And we didn't really do it right, so we didn't really feel it very good.
What was that bud like? What was it like, just Mecki swag, or was it some kind flowers?
I don't fucking know. We didn't even know what it looked like before that, so it was just like green, like... I wasn't impressed by it. We're kind of grossed out, but when you become an adult, you get acquired to awful things. And
so what was the impetus? You were like, I see it here. This is a thing I've heard about. I want to try it. Or was it?
Well, it all started with my cousin, because I would go over there, and she would have there was always a smell in her house. You know, I'd stay with my cousin while my mom worked. We were the same age. There was always a smell. And I never knew what that smell was, but it smelled like home and joy. And her granddad had pot plants upstairs. So I never knew what it was. And right when I smelled it, I was like, oh, this is my wonderful childhood memories with my cousin. So
he was growing upstairs. That's a perfect segue into our...
And then the house burned down because the lights got too hot.
Why did the house burn down?
Because the lights got too hot, yeah.
Because of the lights in the upstairs grow room, they overheated the something and it burnt the place up. Wow. Did they get an insurance payout, or did they get in trouble?
Well, the funny thing is, they had already moved out, but the granddad was still there. So I don't know what happened to him. He went off somewhere. He was like a kind of shady guy. He's not shady, but he's, you know.
Poor pot-smoking granddad.
Pops.
Pops, the pot grower? That's perfect. Hey, everybody, Jay Terrio, yay! I'm hot. This island stuff is confusing me. I feel like I want to go to Key West, and I want to lay in a hammock. I want to talk to Jimmy Buffett. I want to listen to some, that's Will Smith's gonna, they're gonna be like, something in Miami. Dun, 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 dun. It's the Island Sweet Skunk. Yeah, yeah, two more. Well, now the vaporizer's actually heated up to its optimum level. I was doing it too low. You gotta vaporize that weed, volcanoes. We're here at Spark every Tuesday from 8 to 9 in between 8th and 9th Street. I love this place. This is lovely. We have a special guest tonight. He is a professional. And he knows how to make things happen. Here at Spark, you can buy seeds, and you might not know how to make those seeds grow, because they're special. You can't just like, it isn't like you just take the seed and you put it in the ground and you go, yay, God, make it grow. There's things you can do to help the seed, so it's not such a crapshoot when you put it in the ground. Although sometimes it works and you put it in there. I personally grew 6 plants once, and I was growing them in my house in the Tenderloin underneath this great window. And I was so happy because I started from the germination stage and I grew 6 plants and they were growing, and I named them. Of course I named them. And then my cat murdered each one individually. Like, he took his time. Like, when he was bored, he'd just attack one and eat it down. And I was like, really, dude? But only 2 plants out of the 6 survived, because I had to put them up higher. But I grew my own ones. There's nothing sweeter than taking a seed and making it happen and growing it into a plant and then making it grow and then drying it and smoking it. It's the best tasting weed. So I recommend that you guys buy some seeds here from Spark and try it yourself. It's a really fun experiment. Just start with six and see what happens. But we have a special guest tonight. Jonathan, will you tell us how to... Yeah, press that. You wanna tell us how to germinate seeds and grow little guys and do it?
We don't usually do from seed.
But you know how to do it. Well, you can talk about that too. Hey, everybody. He's an expert. He's been growing for many years and knows how to do it. He also knows how to feed them. I had no idea that you're supposed to feed your plants. I just gave it like old cat water because I figured that like there was like protein in the water of some kind, like the cat was drinking it, so it'll grow the nutrients. Yes, there's special things to make plants grow, and he knows all about it. He has a horticulture degree, I guess, from CCSF. Hey, everybody, it's Jonathan Moore. Yay!
All right, guys. How you guys doing? I wouldn't say I'm an expert. I've just been growing for a while. But the main thing, whenever somebody says, oh, this needs food, it needs NPK. It needs nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And so you just have to figure out what that strain needs. And there you go. But if you're going to grow from seed, you just want to germinate properly. If you do have seeds, you want to scarify those seeds, make sure that they're a little bit scratched up, and make sure that they are able to pop out when they need to. And then you germinate them. You throw them in some kind of moisture and put them in soil, because that's what's going to happen. But regardless of that, I would say the best thing to do if you're not going to do seed is clones. Have a good mom. I hate these things. Have a good source that you would get your clones from, probably here. They have good things going on. But you would want to just take a mother plant, a good plant that you think is growing well, doing everything that you would want it to do in the veg state, and then you trim off those. You will want to have at least three nodes per trim.
What's a node?
A node is a place where the exact the stem of a leaf, where a lot of different nutrients are gathered. And anyways, you'd want three nodes per clipping, and then you would want to see how that roots. Once it roots, then you know you have something good. And you want to have a rock star to keep going throughout the cycle. And then you want to feed it. You want to feed it what it's probably in nature going to want. Just like anybody else, you want to feed somebody. You don't want to just water. You don't want to just drink water all the time. I mean, that's great. That's fine. You want to feed. You want to get some Jack in the Box. But it's not going to be Jack in the Box. It's going to be NPK. It's going to be in and out.
Do?
The nitrogen is going to fixate a lot of the different, it takes in the nitrogen and it wants to grow. It wants to take that and it wants to use the, I wasn't expecting to speak, but the chlorophyll, which causes it to be green. It takes that and it wants to grow. It wants to use the photosynthesis and keep the plant process going. And so it definitely creates more leaves. It creates different branches when it needs to. And the plant wants to be vigorous. That's what nitrogen does.
Then can you pee on your plants to give them nitrogen? And how much should you pee on your plants?
So peeing on your plants is probably not the best thing. It's good because there is nitrogen in your pee. But there are better things as nitrogen fixers than pee. Pee, for the most part, is a lot of nitrogen fixated all at once, and so it might burn the roots and it might kill some of the things that you're using. That's why whenever you see a grassy area and a dog pees on it and it's burned, there's a lot of nitrogen and it probably didn't want that, and it burns the shit out of it.
Don't pee on your plants.
There's ways there's ways of using your piss, but probably not the best.
I'd like to ask you a question about terpenes, like, and how they're naturally grown in the plant. Can you give them special food to make them be more flavorful?
Is that a weird question?
No, not at all. Each strain has its own layer of terpenes, something that you're going to get the flavors, you're getting the flavonoids of what you would get in food, but and it's olfactory. It's what you would breathe out and you smell just like when you exhale and you're like, oh shit, that was really good. Yeah, those are the terpenes. And that also enhances the experience. That's what you want. You don't want just to be like, oh, this is that 92 OG Kush, but I can't taste it. No, you want it to be like, that is definitely that 92 OG Kush, and you can taste that, and you'd be like, oh, shit. And you're probably even more hyped just based on the psychological effects of just being, that was 92 OG, because I was alive in 92, and I was smoking OG back in 92. So,
again, this is Jonathan, and we're smoking the, I keep forgetting what it's called. It's the Island. Island Sweet Skunk, which tells you how good it is, because I have to keep looking at the package to know what's happening with my life. Everybody's on board with the volcanoes. You just said, oh, you germinate the seeds, but do you do it in a, the way I've done it is I did it, I took them and I took a paper towel and I made it just barely damp, and then I put the seeds in it and I put it in a Ziploc bag with it open, and you put it near the warmest part of your house, and then you look at it in 3 days and you go, ooh, is it happening? Now, if it doesn't happen in 6 days, you might be seeing mold, or you have to get it out after 6 days because it starts to grow into the paper towel. Like, it starts like magic, like God happens in your house. It's crazy. I don't know if anybody was a kid or whatever, and like when you're three and they make you take a seed and you grow it at your house and you're like, this is fucking magic. It's like that, and you put it in a wet paper towel and it starts to, like, all these things are coming out of it. So you can't let it go for too long because then it grows into the paper towel and you have to, like, cut out the paper towel and, like, deal with the roots. Anyways, germinate your seeds. Jonathan, what else do you have to say about growing plants? How do you take care of them when they're babies, but you keep them away from wind? Like, how do you keep your baby safe?
Actually, you want to keep them in the... It's a humid climate. You would usually, babies, you would definitely, you start seeing any kind of rooting, and you keep them, I mean, most of the time, once you see any kind of rooting, you throw them in the dirt immediately, because then they start their life process in dirt. But other than that, babies, you just want them to root. So you wanted to get them in a good climate, a very humid climate, and very, very warm, and they just thrive on that. Other than that, there's certain strains that don't like that. So it's interesting to find out which strain likes the different temperatures and what you're doing, really. And depending on what seeds you're doing, that's a whole nother thing. But this is mainly just clones that I was talking about. Yeah. But in that same vein, I don't usually work with the babies. I work with the actual budding plants. I work in an indoor facility, and it's mainly we have the vegging side, which is beautiful, and that gets to where I get to, and everything is in bloom. And then you just have to deal with a lot of problems, or not. If you don't have any problems, then fucking Godspeed. And I think everything is wonderful for you, but for us, we have problems. And it's interesting. You have to keep, you always want to have everything functionally proper. You don't want to have any problems with the watering, obviously. The plant needs the nutrients and the water, but it also, it just needs hydration in the soil. Once it doesn't get any water, let's say, you don't have, let's say you're doing an indoor, emitter dripping. You're doing something where it's going to be a singular plant getting one thing of water instead of a ebb and flow, right? So one emitter might not be working properly. That means the plant's not going to get water for how long, however long you don't notice it. But if that becomes a problem, it then becomes hydrophobic. The soil does. The soil becomes hydrophobic and it will not even take in any water. You have to put in a surfactant, something that will allow the soil to absorb and allow the roots to actually get some of those ions that are in that water that you're trying to get to the plant. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very big process.
Let's ask if we have...
Do any of the people in the audience, do you have a question for your professional grower? Does anyone have a growing question that they might want to ask? Anyone?
Is it better to grow more or less together? Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've gone through both of those. We had this one, at one point we had about 20 plants per light, and the canopies grow so thick that most of the plants aren't getting enough light and they're not getting the photosynthesis that they need, so you're going to get a lot of strained buds on the lower leaves and lower branches, so you're not going to get what you want throughout the plant. So if you have, let's say, less plants underneath the light that you think, hey, this is a perfect amount of canopy space, a perfect amount. It depends on the strain. OG, a lot lankier, definitely going to be a lot more separation between each nug on the branches. And then you're going to have other strains like Green Crack or the hazes are a lot closer, very dense when it comes down to how many different buds are on each branch. And so that changes what you want to have canopy-wise, because if you have more sprawled out, then you might be able to have less plants and get a lot more bud out of that. If you have something very tight and dense, it's good to have it right underneath the light. It might do very well. Kind of depends on the strain there, but good question.
Outdoor versus indoor. Oh, you have a question. You have a question.
Yeah, so to be able to separate the males from the females if you're growing them from seed.
Question is, being able to separate the males from the females when growing from seed. Jonathan.
That's tough. It depends on your source, what you're getting it from, and it also, that's kind of one of those things that when you're growing from seed, you have to, that's the trial and error. A lot of things, we've had hermaphroditic plants, we've had plants in that kind of state that actually are then making our female plants go to seed. So it is tough going and getting things from seed and then knowing. I'm not a botanist. I wish I knew a little bit more about that. But I know that there are certain ways of understanding this is the female strain and that's exactly what you want to go with. But usually you just would get a seed from female, from something that might have been going to seed, and you go with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Pam, here you go.
No.
That was amazing. Hey, everybody. Oh, you have a question over there. Here, run over a question.
We're running.
My question is, what is your favorite strand of weed?
I've always been an OG Kush kind of guy. OG. Ocean grown, yes, indica. It was interesting in high school and different. Back in the day, I didn't really know what I was smoking. Kind of get it and be like, hey, that's good. But then I grew up in Inglewood, and I remember somebody being like, this is that Inglewood Kush, and I liked it, and I would get that frequently, and I liked that immediately because they're like, this is that OG, that is this Inglewood OG Kush. I mean, just the smell itself was it was very earthy, which to me, I was like, oh, this sound, it kind of smells a little bit more like a diesel with an OG, which you would say like Chem Dog or the different different strains in that vein, but very, very tasty, very good, and what we used to say is one hitter quitter. If that's what you're going for, you take one hit, you don't even need to smoke the rest of the bowl. You get what you need, which is wonderful. Doesn't do any damage to the lung, anything that you would ever say that smoking does, because you take that one hit and you feel great. But also, White Rhino is the best, to be very honest. White Rhino, I don't know if the strain is still going. I don't know. Anytime I do see a White Rhino at any club, I doubt it, and I laugh at them. They don't have it, but I bet they would have a good strain. But the White Rhino strain back in the 90s was the best. It was very heavy indica, and my God, the terpenes, everything about it was just phenomenal.
So that was your favorite to smoke. What's your favorite strain to grow? What do you think is the easiest strain to grow?
Right now, we have this strain called the Frosting. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's birthday cake with, I think it's a green crack, I think. Yes. But anyways, it's really, it's an interesting medley, but it is the... with our nutrients and what we're growing, our lights and everything, it is top notch. We have like at least 12 foot plants. Every top cola is grand and beautiful, and it just grows really well, and we don't have any problems with it. We have some top colas that we throw into our pounds, but our pounds are, I mean, we break them down a little bit, but the pounds are quickly taken together. They're definitely heavy. I'm not sure exactly, but I would say we have a couple top colas that are ounces in themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, they're nice.
It's a science. Yay! Everybody, Jonathan, yay! Our professional grower, questions, yay!
Yay.
I love you, baby. You can, there's more at the thing. I learned last week that you don't want to leave your Volcano Buddy on it when it's on, because then it burns it and you don't, so you just take it off. And then you get to put it back on. And then you press the button again. It's so great. I love these volcanoes. This is such a treat to be here and be able to, because I don't have this kind of technology at home. I have a bong. I like pipes. Hey, where are we on time? Oh, we're doing good. You guys want to do some jokes? How are you doing? I'm so high. This, I'm telling you, we got to get back to the product highlight, because the Island Sweet Skunk, I'm like, do I want to tell jokes? I don't know if I can.
Can I make a comment about the volcanoes?
Yeah.
Guys, I just want to say I fucking love these volcanoes. Like, they're amazing. I forgot where I'm at right now, but these bags are so big and large. Like, I would be comfortable if it was the big spoon. Yeah. Like, these are fucking amazing, guys. Are we all sufficiently stoned? There we go. They're fucking great. I love it too, because every guy is just kind of smiling. It's all guys in this room, so we all don't want to acknowledge like our fucking male guilt. Like, it's like, yeah, I would not want to be the little spoon in a relationship, but I would let it spoon me. It's cool. These things are great though. Last time I was here, I actually got my weed card for the first time. Walked into rehab on accident. Fucking crazy. I really did. I was with my best friend. He was like, we were outside for a weed card, and we get to like this fucking, there was a line there, so we thought it was a place. We walk in, he signs me up. It's like, first time patient. And my buddy's like, fuck yeah, first time patient. All right, let's fill him up. And he's really excited, so he's filming up the fucking form for me, asking all this shit. It wasn't until after they said, okay, hand over your wallet and like everything else to your friend, did we start asking fucking questions. And we replied with, no, I just wanted to get a legal weed card. Which is not how you go into rehab. You know what I mean? Oh my God, I was an idiot when I was 19. I really was, guys. I feel like we all were, though. We all were. But like, being stoned, especially right now because I forgot where I'm at, that makes me feel exactly like I was 19. Like, I'm just as dumb right now. Right, guys? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, I love this. We're all smiling and laughing because we have no idea what's going on. Why? Because we're all 19. I love you guys. I'm going to give it back to Pam.
Sorry. It's under UDIAC. It's this really good. He was right. He's like, do you want up or down? I'm like, I'm laughing for no reason. I got jokes, I promise. I'm trying to think this island stuff, this is very embarrassing. I used to be a parrot head. Anybody like Jimmy Buffett? I know. I used to be like really bougie and white, like really. I was a parrot head. I'm Jimmy Buffett, and like we were simpatico buddies. Because I like to smoke pot there. But the coolest thing I ever saw was a shot ski. Have you ever seen this? It's a ski, and then they glue shots on the ski, and then you take the shots, and all four people all together, you have to take the shot ski, and you have to do it all together, because it's good. So some people are taller and shorter, and you're trying to not get tequila or vodka or rum. The worst is rum. Rum shots? Don't ever do rum shots. Why would you do that? That's a terrible idea. Like, vodka shots can be a thing? That they taste like nothing? It tastes like high school? But it's good. Shotsky! So fun. Jimmy Buffett concert. This just transported me back to 2001. I don't, 99? Can't do it. I'm on an island with a skunk. I also like skunks. There aren't a lot of skunks in San Francisco. Has anybody seen a skunk in the city? Where are they? Are they up on the hill? Are they? City College has skunks? Like a family of them. I need to go visit those guys. I love, that's the thing is, I love raccoons. Now, I am all the way down with raccoons. Trash pandas are the cutest. It was just sitting there. That's when you get the pastry out of your bag and you feed it. I had the most beautiful moment with a raccoon in the Mission, and I was down on my knees like this, and I had my hand, and I didn't give him the whole pastry at once because I wanted to be friends. I'm smart. So I was ripping off pieces of the pastry and holding it out, and one of the most beautiful moments in my life is when his little claws were in the palm of my hand. His little fingers. We were like shaking hands with a croissant in the middle. And I felt like it was the best moment of my life. Like, I was like, raccoon. And I think it was a mom, but she didn't even eat the whole thing. She didn't take the last bite. And then I like tried to follow her for a while. I was like, where are you? I've got your last bite of croissant. She was full. She was like, give it to the birds. Like, what a giving little animal. Okay. This is really good weed. Come down here, you guys. Can you guys give a little highlight, product highlight? How does it make you feel?
Pass it around.
I was smoking weed before I got here, so I think all weed is great, and this weed is just getting me a little bit more talkative than I ever have been.
Yay! Yay! Jay for Hunter.
I want to support Jonathan's agreement that I've known him for about 2 years and I've never heard him say more than 10 years. He said 10 words and he's talked to you guys for like 30 minutes. That was fucking mind-boggling for me. I love him though. No, but this weed, it really has. You are right. It's made me really talkative. I don't like people in general. But like, no, dude, like, buy this weed. Like, buy this weed and you will be happy that you were late on your mortgage. Okay? That's my stamp of approval.
Yeah, this is weird. Yeah. You guys are talkative. I'm like empty inside. I don't know. But I ate some blueberries, like edible blueberries beforehand. So again, it's a little bit, I cheated. I can't give an honest review. It's very green. It tastes very good. It tastes amazing. It's like eating ice cream.
It is.
And yeah, I don't have as much of a headache as I thought I would. So it is kind of a clear thinking weed, I think.
It's a 21% THC.
That's not bad. Is that bad?
That's great.
It's great, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, so do it. It probably is great.
Do it.
Yay, here, Hunter, do it right there. I actually took a dab the other day, not here, and there are dabs here, and it was, that stuff is crazy. Like, this is 21% THC, and when you do a dab and it's like 94%, like, what is happening with our lives? Like, how is science? parents moved to this amazing place. We're like, the craziest thing I ever smoked, Jonathan smoked it with me, with our buddy Under, and it was called Big Rock Candy. No, we called it Big Rock Candy Mountain.
We called it Big Rock Candy.
But it was nugs of weed that were dipped in hash oil and then rolled in Keith.
And then dipped in hash oil.
And then dipped. So it turned into like a candy on the outside. So it rattled around in its cage. Like a... And you were like, how do I even... Yeah, we were calling it Big Rock Candy Mountain.
It lasted forever.
It was... I know. It was like... What is happening here? How do you make this at home?
Came out, and I was like, what?
Yeah, we watched shit. Dragons. We spoke, we saw dragons. It was...
Oh, man.
Dragons. Yeah, we're almost...
They were dragons, eggs.
Whenever people talk about Game of Thrones, I think about the better show, Westworld. I'm sorry. So good. No, I know. They're just different. I like to think about, you know, the nature of man, and do you ever question the nature of your own reality? Like, fuck yeah, I do all the time. Is this real? Is this a simulation? Like, I really felt like we were in the Matrix the other day. I kept walking by the same pile of poop. I'm like, am I in the Matrix? Am I in the Matrix? It was like the same. No, I'm just in the Tenderloin. That's a thing. I know that all the people in the... We all voted the night, and it'll be interesting to see who's going to actually clean the poop up off the streets. But it's going to remove a thing that's going to be really fun for me. I like to hold hands with my boyfriend and walk through the Tenderloin streets. And when we see a pile, I say, man or beast, we play a little game together. Get to learn. It's fun.
We do.
But the thing is that people usually are responsible and pick up their dog's poo. I mean, this is San Francisco. And if it's up against a wall, it's always man. So we learned that too. We learned. It's just the physics. It's just a physics question. Yeah. I live in the Tenderloin. I live really close to here. There's some really specific hygiene questions to San Francisco that I don't know if you guys know about. I found these pants in a tree in the Mission. These are tree pants. That's a thing. That's like a thing. I saw a bunch of street pants today, and I was like, oh, they look like smell. They look like they smell like poo. But like, my hygiene question is, if my tree pants don't smell like pee, do I have to wash them before I wear them? No, they're from the Mission. They're from the Mission. It's okay. They're like a size 4, so it's cool. She didn't poo in these. It's gonna be okay. Actually, she might have peed her pants. It's in between some bars. Usually we go between cars. Anyways, so my second hygiene question is, like, we're pretty close to Civic Center where the public restrooms are. So do you leave the toilet seat up or down when you've been slamming heroin? Is that, that's more of an etiquette question, I guess, than a hygiene question. I don't know. So is that, is it, so they don't have seats. You're right. You have to hover anyways. You're right. My joke has flaws. I know. I've never really used the Civic Center bathroom. Thank you. You do. You should call me out for that. But the third hygiene question I have is, I am a San Franciscan, and I'm trying to lower my carbon footprint. So if I'm sitting on the potty and I'm going number two, and I use the same teepee to wipe my nose and then my tushy, can I give my butthole herpes? Dermatologist says yes. Absolutely. Dermatologist says yes. Herpes simplex 1 and simplex 2, same herpes. Just location, location, location. Do not live in the Tenderloin. It's called burpees. Oh, wow.
Simplex.
Simplex 1, Simplex 2, same Simplex.
Herpes.
So today's Sparkcast has been brought to you by Island Sweet Skunk here at Spark, and the amazing people here, and all their locations. This is like our last couple minutes. Does anyone have anything that they like want to say to the world?
Hunter does.
If anybody's listening here, you guys are already here, so you know it doesn't matter. But like, come to Spark. You know, that's why it doesn't matter. You're already here. Come to Spark. I fucking love this place, guys. Like, I've been here once before. Like, I'm sorry. Everything I say sounds mean, but this is, like, truly, and I'm trying to say this nicely. This is like Starbucks if it was, like, an Apple store that sold weed.
What?
You know what I mean?
You gotta be so mean.
That was not me. I fucking love this place, guys. Everybody's really friendly. I'm sorry. Was that me, guys?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No.
You see, I'm stoned at a stone podcast. I'm very self-conscious right now. I am. Okay. I'm gonna cry about that later tonight. Oh no. No, but to everybody here, thank you for listening, guys. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, I'm glad I had time to think about what I was going to say. Thanks for being a sacrifice, Hunter. No. Because you went first. Get it? You don't get it.
I'm sorry.
He's high. So I guess all I want to say is that if whether you do drugs or weed or you don't, creativity takes work and you're not smarter if you're on weed. You might not be dumber, but you might not be smarter. thanks for having us, Pam.
Yay! Thanks for being here, Jade and Hunter and Jonathan and everybody here at Spark. And hey, come to Mutiny Radio all the time. Every Friday, we have a great comedy show called Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse. It's only $10, and it's really funny people saying funny things and in a funny place. We let you smoke weed there too, because we don't know what the laws are yet. Like, we can't drink at Mutiny Radio because the ABC is like, drinking is bad, and we're like, okay, laws are cool. But we don't know what the laws are yet, so like, we're trying to get in on the crux of like, cool, like, tell me what to apply for. Like, people can smoke weed here, what? Like, how does that work? Tell us, San Francisco, tell us, new mayor. I'll follow your rules, just tell me what they are. thanks again to Spark. We'll see you guys next week. Bye. Yay!
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to the Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comedy, Comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak ceiling. So then all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more cannabis energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of cannabis energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by using Green Army Skincare. Boy, they're just crammed full of cannabis energy. There are more cannabis energy units in one lip balm tube than you use circling the base 10 times or when you ride your bike 4 miles across the city. And it's fast acting. Why, no sooner than you apply some balm to your mouth or pain areas, you practically feel the new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Green Army Skincare is a good, wholesome product. They're made with body-nourishing cannabis and other natural ingredients. So go out there today and pick up some Green Army Skincare products from your local cannabis procurement center. Join thegreenarmy.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you down to Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco at 806 South Van Ness. We've got great food by our kitchen counter offer, burgers, tater tots, tachos, corn dogs, all sorts of good stuff like that. They're open from opening until 11 p.m. most days of the week, except Saturday. Every Saturday night, we've got live rock and roll, some of the best local bands in San Francisco and touring acts as well. Come on down, 10 p.m., rock and roll. Only night of the week, we have a $5 cover charge. Always $5 for live rock and roll. We're open from 4 p.m. until 2 a.m., Monday through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 to 2. Come on down, have some drinks with us. We've got Whiskey Wednesday, Tequila Tuesday, and we've always got the Steve McQueen special, a shot of bullet bourbon and a can of California lager for $8. Come down and enjoy our patio. It's open in the afternoon, not really in the evening, but a lot of good folks hanging out back there. Come on down, give us a shout. Drop by the bar, make some friends. Thanks, folks. Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District, San Francisco, California.
With a happy hour every Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to Bender's Bar. Big supporter of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2018.
Oh yeah, it goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches, going rags to riches.
Rainbow Grocery, a worker-owned and operated food cooperative located at 1745 Folsom Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Let's hear what locals have to say about Rainbow Grocery.
their bulk section is dope AF.
I love their variety of cheese and home decor items, and this of unique items that you can't find anywhere else.
Their cheese section is insane.
I love Rainbow Grocery because it's the number one grocery store to shop at when you're having a potluck and need to fulfill everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat.